Blog Talk Radio.
You can sit back and enjoy and listen to the best of Mortgage Talk 2007. We hope we bring you some good information. And we'll join you next Friday, live, when I return with Mortgage Talk. We're going to talk about a great program, a good neighbor program, next Friday, live. Until then, sit back and enjoy the best of Mortgage Talk 2007. And 17.
And ministry. Welcome to Mortgage Talk.
with your host, Rick Montgomery. During the broadcast, you learn the ins and outs concerning your mortgage and how to manage your finances when owning a home. Now, here's your host, Rick Montgomery, with Mortgage Talk.
Second office, located at 8660 Broadway, Maryville, Indiana. We have plenty of staff this side of heaven to please and serve you. Your needs become our priority. We are very prompt, professional, and courteous. We will keep you informed with up-to-date information when it occurs you and your family. We specialize in tailoring our products to your unique situation. The information you choose to share with us, we can make you confident. We look forward to growing with your family and the needs that we spoil our customers. We will not take your business granted. We represent State Farm, but we work very hard for you. Our team members are Douglas Atlee II, Angela Harris, Deborah Murphy, Kenneth Thames. You can contact us at area code 219-756-3700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for you.
And good afternoon and welcome to Mortgage Talk. Hi, I'm Rick Montgomery, and we are sponsored by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and Douglas Bradley is here. His office, of course, is at 8660 Broadway Avenue in Maryville, Indiana. And his phone number there is 219-756-3700. 219-756-3700. I am so glad to have him here because we have been talking about and saluting this month as part of the month of June for insurance. Why? Because it's so important for our homeowners to have homeowners insurance and even to consider and even to obtain life insurance. You know, it gets kind of scared when you talk about those things, but it's just so important to have the proper coverage. A home is an investment. And an investment needs to be covered. And so, therefore, I need for my listeners to understand the policy in which they have. And this is one reason why I am so blessed and have the honor to have State Farm Insurance here to help us through and to understand the insurance industry and the policy in which we are looking to buy or even the one that we may have. Now, last week, I talked about Credit Smart. That's right, Credit Smart, www.creditsmart.com. But also, you can go to www.freddiemac.com. That's www.freddiemac.com. And you can follow me as we're going to go through this course here. Now, this is going to help you. This is going to help you to prepare yourself if you are looking to buy a home, if you are a first-time buyer. Yes, I know you've already heard a whole lot of programs before, but this is a program that definitely works. So please, just follow us here. Again, www.freddiemac.com/creditsmart.com, and you can get it that way, or you can go to www.creditsmart.com and download. You know, we got in the book, there are 9 modules. Module 1 is your credit and why it is important. Module 2, goal setting. And of course, Module 3 is managing your money. And Module 4 is establishing and maintaining your credit. Thinking like a lender. That's what we're going to dig deep and have some lenders aboard to help us to bring about a clear understanding of what is the process that they go through to qualify us for a loan. Yes. And then module 6, understanding credit score. Module 7, restoring your credit. And module 8, avoiding those credit traps. And module 9, planning for the future. This is very, very important. This is why that I want to go over that with you. So let me start off with the module 1, as it is, your credit and why it is important. Now, of course, you know, this is a 30-minute show. So therefore, it's hard to kind of like go over the whole thing. So I'm going to brief over things. You have to read this. Now, the course is offered at Operation Push, you can give Miss Bonita Parker a call. Now, again, if the course is in heavy demand, then they will continue that. But again, as you know, Rainbow Push is 1,001 churches connected, and they can lead you to a church that is offering this program. And if you are a church and you're looking for a program that's going to inspire, that's going to change a person's life by educating them on credit scoring, how to clean up their own credit, how to understand and read credit bureau, how to set goals and reach these goals, then you want to give Miss Bonita Parker a call at Rainbow Push Coalition and then ask them about Credit Smart, and they can walk you through that wonderful, wonderful program. Now, here are some mortgage terms that I want to give you. Mortgage term one, principal and interest, okay? This is a loan that we're talking about, principal and interest. That's the loan amount that you have obtained with the interest over that term, and the term could be a 15-year, a 25-year, a 30-year term. This is principal and interest. A primary loan. Well, a primary loan is usually looked upon as a scale. That's a person that has decent credit, no blemishes whatsoever, and they can qualify through a bank. Okay, so they call those primary loans. Okay, then there's a subprime loan. Okay, the subprime loan. Now that's when you may have a few little blemishes. Okay, lenders kind of grade these. They grade these as B, C, and D, okay? Now, that means that you may have a few little late charges here and there, and so therefore you can still qualify. You can still get a good rate. Yeah, you won't get that green span rate, but it gives you, but you still can get a good rate, and there are several programs that can work for you. I'm going to talk about these programs as we go on in the months, okay? Now, moving on. Borrow, that is the term, that's you, you're the borrower. And then, of course, capital cash reserve, okay? That's your capital. What it is, that is your cash reserve. That's like your savings, your asset. Okay, that's what they call your capital. Then it's cash reserve, which is really like another term for capital. Cash reserve can be something like your savings account, a money market account, another property, stocks and bonds. These are the things that they want to see. This shows stability for a borrower that wants to borrow if you have these things. A 1003, that is a term used in the mortgage industry. A 1003 is an application. So you may hear them say 1003, that is an application. Okay, charge off are loans or debts that have gone up, paid by creditors that you didn't pay, you did not pay this at all, so they charge it off because they couldn't collect from you, and so therefore you're going to see that number 9 at the last column, that's a charge off, they charge off, they tried to collect. The unpaid debt that they try to collect. That's a charge off, okay? Now, these are the terms that I'm gonna leave with you. Just this week, you're gonna find these terms part of Module 1. If you download www.creditsmart.com or www.freddiemac/creditsmart.com, you will see Module 1. And in the back, you're gonna find a lot of the mortgage terms. Why is it important? Well, how are you going to become educated in this field to become an educated consumer if you don't understand the language in which it's been used? You have to understand that language so you can know what is in your best interest for the best buck that you are going to spend. That's why we are giving this here, okay? Good credit, this is what Module 1 is all about, establishing good credit. What is good credit? Why should we have it? Well, you know now that even to rent a apartment, they pull your credit report. Even to look for insurance, they pull your credit report. Do you know now that employers now pull your credit report? And it all depends on the position that you're applying for. That will play a major role, especially in the financial end, especially if you're trying to apply at a bank, because that credit tells them a lot. Now, for mortgage, we want to qualify, they pull, once again, an entire credit history. That history is they pull all three major bureaus. They are TransUnion, Experience, and Equifax. Yes, there's a fourth one that's trying to rise up called Associates, but it's not yet here yet. But again, only the three major ones are what we're focusing on now. If you're trying to buy an automobile, that's a different story. You know, they're going to pull just TransUnion. But for mortgages, they pull all three bureaus, and it's your middle score that they will judge on to give you a loan. There are other programs that will judge on the high score, or there are other programs if you're trying to refinance a property that they will go off your credit history on how you paid the previous lender or previous mortgage company, and then you can qualify for a decent rate from that point there. I cannot express how important it is to have good credit. Now, yes, there are several good reasons why some people credit has dropped. Some of the reasons were insufficient income. There was an emergency where they had medical bills. There was a financial disruption in their cash flow. And that could be almost anything. You know, they could have had some bad investments and things like that could have went down. They could have been self-employed and just had a couple of bad months. You know, these things happen too. Then there is the old one, which is always the one that sticks a lot, and that is a divorce. Usually a divorce normally causes a lot of lower cash flow and also can start the credit rating to go down. So how can we improve our credit rating? Or better known, what does having a C scale credit rating as opposed to a scale credit rating? Well, let me give you this right quick. Look at a $125,000 loan. Look at it for 30 years at 7% interest. That's a good interest rate, okay, because rates are definitely going up, okay? This is a good credit person now. Over 30 years, their payments, their monthly payments are $831.63.
That's the best of mortgage talk in 2007.
Now, after making all payments, they're going to pay that loan out. The total amount that they'll be paying out over that whole course of 30 years if they don't refinance, is $299,386.12. Now, take a look at this person that is somewhat credit impaired. Same loan, $125,000, but the interest rate is at 12%. It's a 30-year fix, but the payments are $1,285.77. That's the principal, and that's the interest there, okay? Add it together. That's the payments. The payments, again, is $1,285.77. Now, over the course of 30 years, if they don't pay it, if they don't refinance, they're going to pay $462,875.66. The big difference between good and bad here as opposed to credit is $163,488.86 that they paid more. That's the difference, that they paid more as opposed to that person that had a 7% interest. Do not be fooled that you cannot repair your own credit. You certainly can. And in Credit Smart, we're going to show you how. It's just simple mathematics to understand who governs these trade lines or these companies that report to the bureau, how they report to the bureau. We're gonna tell you that too. And understanding the credit laws, those things will help you. I had a student that did her own, and she went from a 460 to a 720 score over a 9-month period. It can be done. You have to be willing to do so. Now, if you're just one of those people that, hey, look, I don't have the time. I'm just so, so busy. I cannot do it. Well, then, you know what? I don't mind charging you $1,000 to just do it. So why don't you call me and give me your money for free? Or you can download Credit Smart and you can do it yourself. Again, this is Mortgage Talk. I encourage you to download
Credit Smart, www.creditsmart.com. Every Wednesday, we're going to go over this. And so, good luck to you. I'm going again. Next Wednesday, got an inspirational song. It's coming up. And then, Dutch Bradley. Thank you.
Choose to share with us will be kept in the strictest
confidence. We look forward to growing with your family and the needs that develop. We spoil our customers. We will not take your business for granted. We represent State Farm, but we work very hard for you. Our team members are Agent Douglas Bradley II, Angela Harris, Deborah Murphy, Kenneth Thames. You can contact us at area code 219-756-3700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there for you.
Okay, and welcome back to Mortgage Talk. We're sponsored by State Farm Insurance. We sponsor, and we certainly thank Douglas Bradley, the State Farm agent at 8660 Broadway Avenue in Merrillville, Indiana. If you need to call Doug or go over any policy, whether it's a State Farm policy or not, give him a call at 219-756-3700. But let me tell you something. Doug is an excellent, reasonable State Farm agent. You're going to like their company, their business, his staff. He has a wonderful, wonderful Christian staff. And so, again, he's at 219-756-3700. Doug, how are you?
Great. I'm pleased to be with you, Rick. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Doug. Hey, you know, we covered a lot over the last 3 weeks. We went over the homeowners insurance on the other show. We talked about auto insurance. And then we talked about the various types of a homeowners insurance and flood insurance. But I just want to just ask this question. Are we missing anything? Did we leave out anything?
Absolutely. At my agency, we congratulate every homeowner because they are a part of the American dream. And you want to protect your dream. Never let anyone take your dream away from you and yours. Now, Rick, when you are planning to become a homeowner, you have your loved ones in mind, your wife, your children, what color this bedroom and that bedroom is going to be, planning down to the kitchen cabinets and whatnot. And for most people, their largest investment, what do you think it is?
Their home.
It's their home. And that is your dream. You know, you made that a part of your dream and never let anyone take that away from you. Now, when you think of an investment, you think of risk. And there are certainly certain risks that's involved and attached with purchasing a home, which is your investment. Now, when you fully understand those risks that's involved, you prepare differently for it.
Yes.
And there's an old statement that is stated that it says that if you know better, you do better.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, the pieces of the puzzle that's missing regarding your homeowner's insurance, what happens when you become disabled?
Okay.
What happens when deaths occur? Now, State Farm, we take that time out, especially my agency, to protect our policyholders. We are in it for the long run to make certain that your family is going to be protected as best as possible. Now, with, let's say, a mortgage disability policy.
Okay.
And some may never heard of a mortgage disability policy.
Okay, I haven't.
Okay, what happens if you become disabled, which you have a greater chance of becoming disabled as opposed to dying, okay? And if you became disabled, our company, we will pay your mortgage payment for you. A lot of times when people become disabled, they have all of these worries. So guess what's happening to the healing of their bodies? It's slowing down because their mind is all mixed up with things and issues that's before them. Our mortgage disability policy will pay in addition to any disability policy that you have.
Okay.
The disability premium for the mortgage disability, not just the disability policy, that's a very expensive policy, but the mortgage disability policy that my office offer is a very, very inexpensive policy. Of course, the younger you are, the less expensive that premium is going to be.
Okay.
But the beauty is it pays in addition to any disability policy that you have. If you became disabled, now I don't know if your wife could pick you up and move you up and down the stairs. I know my wife, she can't pick me up if I'm disabled. Now, what happens if you end up having to move because you can no longer afford your home? And I want you to know this here, too, that better than 48% 48% of all foreclosures is due to disability.
You're absolutely correct.
48%. That's a large number, and it doesn't have to be. If they had a mortgage disability policy, their mortgage would be paid for, and that's one worry that you don't have to have.
Now, is this like a... Is this part of the homeowner's insurance, or is this like another rider to the insurance?
This is a separate policy altogether.
Okay.
See, my agency, we're going to focus on your entire needs, and you do what you are going to do, but you prepare differently once you are, you know, in the know of what's going on. Then you need to take a look at your life insurance.
Okay.
Life insurance, what happens if that breadwinner died? What happens if the wife died? You know, your mind is consumed with a whole lot of issues at that time, and
yes,
we want to protect you.
Yes.
You need to call my office at 756-3700 at area code 219. We want to protect you. We care about your family.
Wonderful. You know, so this insurance will protect the homeowner in case someone passed away unfortunately, or
now, that's life insurance.
That's life insurance.
That's
life insurance. So this policy will only cover you if you are disabled.
Yes, if you became disabled, you under doctor's care.
Okay.
We will pay your mortgage payment.
Okay.
You're talking like we'll give you those details. It's too time-consuming at this
yes.
point. But let
yes.
me tell you this here: we can cover you your mortgage. It ranges from pennies a day up to a couple of dollars. It just depends on your situation.
Now, what if I have a $850,000 mortgage? Now is I mean, it's going to cut me off because I have a high mortgage?
Well, we will cover you up to a certain amount, okay? So
okay.
what you need to do is to give our office a call, and we'll let you know all of those rules. But the premium is so inexpensive
okay.
that it's a sin almost not to have this coverage. Call our office, and we'll give you those details.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. You know, you said something last week, too, about how inexpensive rental insurance is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't say this any longer than what you said.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important. It is inexpensive. In Richardson Park, a building burned down and everybody lost everything. And I am so glad that you came on and walked us through this. So if you're a renter out there, if you are renting, you need to give Douglas Bradley office a call at 219-756-3700. This is Mortgage Talk. Thank you so much. May God bless you and may forever keep you. And I'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Rick Montgomery, and thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk. We certainly hope that Mortgage Talk has enlightened you as well as educate you on the various mortgage programs available that can suit your need. Each and every week, we're going to bring to you different programs that you can decide which one is going to work well for you. Again, I thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk. And hey, if you're in foreclosure, don't hesitate to give me a call just as well. You can reach me at 708-285-1002. That's 708-285-1002. There are programs out there that can work for everyone. And again, thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk.
WHPNN Radio Network, you're listening to the best of Mortgage Talk. If you have any questions, or if you are in foreclosure and you need some guidance, some help, or if you just need some information, all you have to do, you can email me at mortgagetalk1@gmail.com. That's mortgagetalk1, that's number one symbol, @gmail.com. You can even go on my Facebook page and inbox me your name, your phone number, and a brief information, and I'll get back with you ASAP. There are programs out there that can work for you. There are programs out there that you need to be aware of, and there are lenders out there that are more than happy to assist you, and you don't have to lose a lot of money just to find those programs. Isn't that wonderful? So again, you can reach me just by inbox me on my Facebook page, or even go to Mortgage Talk Facebook page, and you can inbox me on Mortgage Talk Facebook page, or you can just email me at mortgagetalk1@gmail.com. That's mortgagetalk1, the number one symbol, @gmail.com.
mortgagetalk.com. And again, thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk. We'll see you next Friday when we return live with a good neighbor program. I can't wait. I'm Rick Montgomery, and thank you for listening to Mortgage Talk.